December 15, 2025. Welcome, and happy holidays to you. As we close out the year, accessibility continues to make headlines and drive meaningful change on every front. From level playing field growing into an international force and Queen's alumni breaking barriers, to a Welland woman fighting for something as fundamental as an accessible driveway, these stories show how inclusion plays out in real life. We also explore why digital accessibility from websites to social media is more vital than ever, how children's books are reshaping representation, and why world-class spaces like Hong Kong's Kai Tak Sports Park are raising the bar globally. Together, these articles remind us that accessibility isn't niche, it's essential. As the holiday season invites reflection, generosity, and community, these stories highlight the ongoing work needed to ensure everyone can fully participate not just during the holidays, but all year long. Also in this issue, TMU joins Global WHO Network to advance disability and health equity. EDGE Plus annual conference returns to Sudbury, focusing on accessibility and inclusivity in the workplace. Supported Needs and Disability Office provide training on attachment and neurodiversity. Mitsotakis tests new disability card on Athens Metro. Christmas in the Park raises $60,000 for accessibility at Kiwi Park. Dive in for these stories and more. Wishing you a joyful, inclusive holiday season and happy reading. These children's books show disability as a part of everyday life. Looking for children's books that do more than entertain, this holiday gift guide spotlights powerful stories that celebrate disability, difference, and inclusion, helping young readers see themselves, and others, with empathy and pride. These books prove that representation belongs on every bookshelf, especially during the season of giving. Fun for every way you wander. Ann Arbor is proud to be destination verified for accessible travel by Will the World, giving you trusted information on where to stay, dine, and explore. That means whether you're craving a cozy cafe, inspired by vibrant arts, or exploring our charming neighborhoods, we've got the resources to help plan a trip tailored just for you. Accessible, welcoming, and always full of surprises, Ann Arbor has your wonder covered. Parker, level playing field grows into international force tearing down barriers for people with disabilities. What started in Calgary has grown into something big, really big. Level playing field is no longer just a local champion for accessibility, it's a national force reshaping how communities, businesses, and designers think about inclusion. With bold vision and practical action, founder Darby Lee Young is helping level the playing field for people of all abilities across Canada, proving that accessibility isn't just good design, it's smart business and better living for everyone. Oregon sets the standard for trusted accessible travel. Being accessibility verified by Will the World means every detail like door widths, ramp slopes, and surface types has been physically measured, giving travelers reliable, stress-free information they can trust. Oregon is the first state in the nation to earn this distinction, making it a standout destination for inclusive travel. With places like Nye Beach offering verified accessible experiences along the stunning coast, Oregon invites travelers to explore with true confidence. Have you ever thought about internet accessibility? Is Italy's digital world really open to everyone? Think again. In Italy today, 1 in 5 people struggle to use websites and apps, and 15% abandon online tasks entirely when accessibility gets in the way. That's more than tech talk, it's a barrier to everyday life, work, and connection. In a candid interview with accessibility expert Dajana Joffer, the real challenges readers face are explored. Accessibility at Palm Beach County Library. The Palm Beach County Library makes reading and learning welcoming for everyone. Families can enjoy sensory-friendly browsing hour on Saturdays from 10 to 11 a.m., offering a calm, judgment-free space to explore the library, use computers, or get help from staff. Assisted listening devices are available at select branches, and all locations offer closed-caption DVDs, videos with English subtitles, and even full-length ASL films in the collection. Well and woman Hopeful City comes through with promise to improve accessibility issue with her driveway. For one well and woman, accessibility ISNTA policy debate it's her driveway. After years of navigating barriers right outside her front door, she's now cautiously hopeful that the city will finally follow through on a promise to fix the issue. Her story is a powerful reminder that accessibility gaps aren't abstract, they're personal, everyday challenges that demand real action, not just good intentions. I'm 15 years old and have a disability. Social media has been a lifeline, why is the government kicking me off at just 15? This young Australian writer explains how social media became a lifeline for connection, community, and independence while living with a disability. Now, proposed government restrictions threaten to cut off that vital support. This powerful first-person piece challenges policymakers to understand what's really at stake and who gets left behind when digital access is treated as a problem instead of a necessity. Disability strategy could pave 10-year roadmap, campaigners say. Britain's flagship broadcaster is facing intense scrutiny in Westminster after a leaked internal memo alleged bias in its coverage, prompting high-profile resignations and raising fresh questions about impartiality at one of the world's most influential news organizations. Senior BBC figures were grilled by MPs this week as the corporation seeks to defend its journalistic credentials and rebuild trust. Museum of Austerity Review: Holograms tell harrowing tales of disability benefit deaths. Today marks 50 years since Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, the landmark U.S. law that opened public school doors to millions of children with disabilities, was signed. But halfway a century later, many advocates say it's high time to evolve, more funding, better implementation, and updated language to reflect today's reality. Because securing access was just the beginning, now the mission is to make sure that access actually works for everyone. Three Queen's changemakers breaking barriers to accessibility. From classrooms to communities, three Queen's alumni are turning lived experience into lasting impact. By challenging outdated systems and reimagining accessibility, these changemakers are proving that inclusion ISNTA side project it's a catalyst for better design, stronger communities, and real social change. Their work shows what's possible when accessibility leads the way. Floyd Morris, a new era for disability advocacy. Jamaican Floyd Morris is stepping into a defining moment, one that signals a bold shift in how disability rights are led, heard, and acted on. With decades of advocacy behind him and a clear vision for the future, Morris's leadership marks a new era focused on representation, accountability, and real change for disabled people everywhere. China Disabled Persons Federation praises Kai Tak Sports Park's world-class accessibility. Hong Kong's new Kai Tak Sports Park is being hailed as a game-changer not just for sports and entertainment, but for inclusion. Praised by the China Disabled Persons Federation for its world-class accessibility, the venue sets a new benchmark for how major public spaces can be designed with everyone in mind. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations: Arizona, the Grand Canyon State, Lansing, Michigan, Penticton, BC, Friuli Venezia Giulia, Visit Lauderdale, the Palm Beaches. More travel deals, check out Accessible Geo. Want to know before you go? Check out AbleEyes.